Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
There we go. How you all doing out there? Y'all doing all right? You hanging in there? Not good, folks. Here we go. There we go. Sorry about that. Got a little messed up there. Okay, there we go. Got a little messed up there. Anyway. All right. Anyway, the game is 12 seconds. It's about to end. Here we got our final score, 104-93. Denver takes a 1-0 lead. And you know, a game that was obviously incredibly frustrating for all of us watching it in the Heat Nation. I don't think we were necessarily shocked, because if you're, you know, honest with yourself, you know that Denver is the better team. But it was frustrating because, unfortunately, they didn't make shots. And to me, that's what kind of stood out. Look, Jokic is an impossible matchup. He had the triple-double today, 27 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds, only two turnovers. Jamal Murray's a star, 26 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. And then you add Gordon, who was unstoppable. They had no answer to defend him at 16 points and 6 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr. is another guy. This is a guy that fell in the draft because of the back. And then he's been able to prove people wrong that he could stay healthy. And he's turned himself into a hell of a player. And then Bruce Brown and company, you know, off the bench, it's tough. But what makes it tougher is Miami shot 40% from the field, 33% from three-point range. Strus shot 0 of 10 tonight, 0 of 9. Open shots, dude. Open shots. If he makes half of those, half of the 9, if he makes 4, let's just say 4 of those 3, that's 12 points. You lost by 11. You know, I picked Denver in 6. I think Denver's better. Denver should win. You know, that's automatic. But if I'm looking at it, brother, the Heat shot themselves right the hell out of this game. And see, here's the problem now that they run into with Denver. Okay, you can screw around with the Knicks. You can fall behind 10 points, 12 points, 15 points. You're going to be able to storm back on them. The Celtics, you know, they're yellow belly chokers. That's one thing about this Celtics team. This isn't anything like those teams, at least with Garnett and Ray Allen, that those were at least hard-nosed teams. And then if we go back, way back to the 80s, you know, those were fearless, cut your heart out type teams. I've seen tougher Celtic teams, right? This Celtic team is not. The Celtic team has a tendency of folding its tent. You know what I'm saying? And so then Milwaukee was vulnerable because they're that one superstar team. Like the other guy, what's his name? Oh, damn it. What's the number two guy? He's kind of like an all-star at times, but he's not really a star. I forgot his damn name now. But anyway, so this is a different monster. You can't screw around with the Denver Nuggets. You can't fall behind double digits and expect to come back. This is a team you can't F around. And get what got them back into the game in the second half in the fourth quarter? They made shots. They started making shots. They started playing that pick and roll. And all of a sudden, you know, Bam had a really good game, but the way Bam's being played, he's got a lot of space. He's able to take advantage of it. To his credit, he is taking advantage of it. Zero block shots, but okay. He still got the 13 rebounds, got 26 points, got 5 assists, set some really good picks. He played a really good game. Gabe Vincent showed up, but Butler did not show up. You're not winning with Jimmy Butler going 6 of 14, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Even the announcers were saying in one play where he passed up, you know, 2 shots. We have to think that Jimmy Butler's injured. I'm sorry. I mean, this is game one. This is where you want to – there's no saving yourself. This is the Denver Nuggets. This is way better than anything you've played so far. You can't screw around. This is not the Jimmy Butler. Something's going on there, dude. Something's going on. He can show all the bravado he wants. I did not see a hungry mofo tonight playing like the dog that he is, which tells me he's injured. That's, you know, it's like with X. I could get frustrated with X's contract issues every stinking year and some of the injuries he's had and some of the off-field issues and all that kind of stuff. But I separate church and state. When I looked at him last year, none of that stuff was going on. He was injured. Something was going on. You know, and to me, something is going on with Jimmy Butler, with Jimmy Butler. Okay? So Strus doesn't show up. Butler doesn't show up. Caleb Martin, man, you know, you if you want to take the praise, you want to be on the NBA Finals, you know, pregame show and the interview with the boys and all that. Well, this is part of it, man. You got to show up in these kind of moments. They cannot win. What did I tell you about Caleb Martin? I told you Caleb Martin's got to kind of come close. He's got to. Okay, today, what was it? Today, Murray scored 26. He had to have at least 20. 18, 20. He had to stay kind of in that neighborhood. Offset Jamal Murray. If he offsets Jamal Murray, do you have a chance to win? Yeah. If Strus can hit half his shots, you have a chance to win? Yeah. Duncan Robinson, 1 of 6 from three-point range. You got to make shots, dude. He was 1 of 5 overall, 1 of 6 from three-point range. I know the Highsmith kid came in and was fantastic like he usually is, but it's kind of garbage time, and they probably kind of like let him play, and they didn't really gave him too much attention. But you got to make shots. You know, I can tell you here, oh, I picked Denver. Oh, Denver's a better team. Oh, yeah, they're overmatched. Shit, if they make their shots today, they could have shocked. They could have shocked. I mean, I just would have liked to have seen it. That's all I'm asking. I just would have liked to have seen what this game would have been if they hit their wide open, uncontested shots. Let me just make sure I mention that too. Not only did they not hit their shots, they missed open, uncontested shots. Their defense was not that good. Miami could have scored. They just didn't hit their shots. They shot like they shot during the regular season. This wasn't the playoff heat that showed up tonight. And they got what they deserved, a 104-93 loss. It's a shame, dude. Sucks. Absolutely sucks. By the way, as always, please don't forget to hit the like button. Very important to hit that like button while you're watching. Okay, and hit the notification bell because we're going to be on throughout the finals. We're going to be on also for Stanley Cup too. So on Saturday, we'll be back after the Panthers' first game against Las Vegas. So we'll be here giving you a post-game show for every single finals game for the Panthers and for the Miami Heat. Kind of feel bad, man, about this today because – if they just shoot the damn ball. That's it. Chris Middleton, by the way, as I'm perusing through the chat board, thank you. Chris Middleton was the name that I was brain farting on. But it just, God, a little frustrating. a little frustrating. It would have helped if they would have shot the ball today. Would have been really, really good. Let's see. Jamsville says maybe if Strus shot 10% or better from three, we would be in striking distance. Very, very true. Armando saying 3-point shooting keeps his team from playing fundamental if it's not working. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Well, they called some push-offs. They're not gonna call everything, dude, but the refs had nothing to do with this loss. Nothing. So don't bring up that's loser talk. That's ignorant talk. That has nothing to do whatsoever with today's loss. The Heat lost today because they did not hit shots. They had wide open shots. And, you know, maybe they could have adjusted to attack the basket a little bit more or something. And maybe they should have. But it's not really who they are. It's not really what the league is, pretty much. But, you know, it just kind of sucks that if this team hits their shots, might have been a different ball game. Our shots are dropping to where not attacking and there is no urgency at all. Well, Jimmy Butler didn't play with urgency. So if the head of the snake is not playing like a whirling dervish, a Tasmanian devil, okay? If Jimmy is not playing at 150 miles an hour, because I believe he can't, this game gave it all away to me. If there was any doubt, oh, he's tired. Oh, he's injured. No, he's tired. And, you know, I was leaning to tired in the last series. And I know he tweaked something, you know, at the end of game 7. I remember that in like mid fourth quarter, right? He tweaked something. But no, this is more. This is more. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the rule is. Do they have to make it public knowledge if he has off-season surgery, or they could, because he can keep, brother, if there's an organization that can keep secrets, holy shit. Okay, that's the organization. But Jimmy, I did not see playoff Jimmy. And you saw playoff Jimmy out there? Okay, we got a bunch of people right now on the chat board. Did playoff Jimmy show up today? Yes or no? Because I give it a big ass no. And I don't think it's because playoff Jimmy didn't want to show up. I think it's because playoff Jimmy, something's wrong with you, man. Something's wrong with you. No, this is game one. If Miami's going to win the finals, they have to win one of these first two games. Just want you to know that. They're already at a monster disadvantage because they're not better than Denver. But you got to take away home court advantage. And what, are we expecting them to win the majority of the games after the next two? Oh, so we're expecting them to win amazing and we played bad and still had a chance. Start Highsmith on Jokic next game. Well, I don't know, man. William Quigley, thank you, sir, from Cutter's Edge Pro. I agree, oh, if they made the shots, they would have been in this game. Denver is strong on the offensive side, but has an average defense, and we didn't come to play. It wasn't their defense. You're right. That's what I said. You and I agree on this. There was no special defense out there by Denver playing. There was nothing that Malone drew up. There was nothing like we had, you know, we're facing Alvin Robertson, Joe Dumars, the glove, Gary Payton, and give me a modern day mauler today in the NBA, because there's not a lot of those, but Patrick Beverly. Okay. Let's go Patrick Beverly as a modern day mauler. It's not like we were facing a bunch of those guys. Okay. We're not facing Dennis Rodman, who played with a rattlesnake up his ass and he was all over the damn court. No, we weren't facing any of that. They had open shots. They missed those open shots. And then when they were making their run, it was all because they hit their open shots. Okay. You know, so Caleb, you're not going to win if Caleb and Duncan and who else am I missing that stunk it out today? Caleb, Duncan, and Butler, obviously. First and foremost, Butler. Something's going on there. As the late, great Mad Dog would say, I put it to my nosy and it don't smell so rosy. That's all I got to say. The Heat's never going to tell you. You know Spo will never make an excuse. Okay? All right? Spo could be playing with four nursery kids and say, no, we've got enough. But Spo, you've got four children on the court. No, we got enough. You know that's Spo. Oh, man. Just kind of hurt. No audio. You good? Are we good or what? Okay. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like it's all right. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're good. All right. We're good. Yeah. The Struce was not loose today, Gordon. You are correct, sir. Jean-Luc Jokic has to be attacked in the pick and roll. Lowry was cooking him on the high screen. Yes. Veteran figured it out a little bit. They Spo adjusted to that. But again, you're not winning if Jimmy's not going off. We can talk even about Strus hitting his shots. You know, we could talk about Duncan having to hit his shots and all that. But Jimmy Butler has to come to play, dude. He can't be here to be a facilitator. They have absolutely no shot whatsoever to win this series if Jimmy Butler's not Jimmy Butler. So they're going to win this series without a star? Although I got to give Bam a little love. He played well today. One game don't mean shit. It's about consistency, okay? You got to put it in every night, all the time, and he doesn't do that. But it was nice today. We got to give him love. He showed up. But you're not winning without Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler. There's no way. It's impossible. You cannot compete against what you're doing right and what you're facing right now. If you don't have Jimmy Butler playing at his absolute best, because at his best, he raises everybody's confidence level. Everybody feels like they have a better chance. And if that entire locker room knows he's injured and he's playing like this, then maybe that's why you didn't have the same kind of life that you normally have from the Heat team. They fought, but they didn't. It's not like they didn't leave it all out there, in other words. You know, it was one of those. It was kind of, there was a disconnect in a way when you watch that game, unfortunately. Frankie Fresco, thank you for the love and the super chat. Miami needs to figure out that Denver pick and roll. Well, the whole league can't figure out that Denver pick and roll because you're talking about two elite guys. You're talking about the best passing big man that there is. I mean, that guy is just the vision he has. That one play when he was on the one side of the court where as he's turned around and he makes that cross-court pass, I believe it was to Bruce Brown, actually, and Bruce nails the three, right? And then they go into the break and they show the replay. But if you watch that in real time, I was amazed at that moment because his vision, because he had his back turned to all of that. And so there was a shift, and for him to pop up, and remember, he when he turns around, I think he actually went in the air. It's like, you know, it's this much. He doesn't have much time to stop and react. He can't be like Michael Jordan, go up in the air. Hey, wow, awesome. Yeah. Oh, selfie? Okay. Yeah, all right. Here you go. You know, Michael could hang out in the air for 8 hours. Jokic is 8/10 of a second. He's going to be up in the air. And he had to find Bruce Brown on the other side of the court. That was bad freaking ass. It's hard. You know, if you watched Magic Johnson, if you watched Pistol Pete before him, you know, they're... Yeah, Jason Williams had a little bit of that. Arvydas Sabonis was an exceptional passer. Larry Bird was an exceptional passer. John Stockton. Not as crafty. He was more fundamental. But these kind of guys that are they have a next level vision. You're competing against another monster. That's why I'm telling you that if the Heat are going to win this series, you can't go play this regular season ebb and flow. You have your run. We have ours. Let's keep it going. Let's say exchange 14 leads. And okay, and then at the end, we'll decide it at the end. You know, regular basketball throughout the season and all that shit. This ain't going to happen here, dude. This is not a team that you're going to have 10, 12 lead changes on their asses. If you give them a lead, they're going to press you down. And because they're so talented, it is hard to maintain and to keep up. So the second you start the game without your superstar playing without fire lighting his ass up, and then your other guys don't come to play and they're not hitting their shots, you can forget about it. If you have three role players, Caleb, Duncan, and Struce, not showing up, and then on Sunday it's Gabe instead, okay, and let's say Bam and somebody else, that's not going to help Jimmy, and the team's not going to win. So you can't have that many role players off, and certainly you cannot have Jimmy as a pedestrian. Because he started the game with fire, right? He nails remember the first two shots didn't go. So they maintained possession. He got it. Boom. He hit the first shot of the game, 2-0. And then they stop him. He comes right back and he hits the 3-5. You're like, okay, Jimmy came to play. And then after that, you didn't. Well, think about it. He scored, 14 points? Is that what he scored? 13 points. Jimmy Butler scored 13 points. Did you know he was going to score 40% of his offense in the first minute of the game? The first minute of the game. After you saw that three-pointer, you saw 40% of his offense for that night. How do you like them apples? No, that can't happen. 5-0 lead is not comfortable, Jimmy. So something's going on with him. I can't pick on Jimmy because you're not here without Jimmy. So it is what it is. We got to suck it up and deal with it and hope for the best. But if Jimmy is injured, which is what it looks like, well, then guess what? All role players must show up every single night because Jimmy has been reduced to being a role player. Well, 6 of 14. He took 14 shots to make 13 points. What do we talk about here on the show all the time? Very simple math. When you start looking that the shots are close to the amount of points or more than the amount of points, you had a terrible night offensively. You were not productive. So they're not going anywhere. Okay? They need Jimmy Butler at 100% and playing with his hair on fire. Okay, he needs to be loaded with a gallon of Big Face coffee. Okay, he should be wired like Pookie out of A Night in the Enterprise. Wired up, ready to go. And he's not. Don't forget, folks, you can also make a donation through Cash App or Venmo. At Cash Big O Show, you can send your comments or questions in there too and make a Bitcoin donation, which you know we love our Bitcoin donations. Filthy Cat 305 says, if either Jimmy shows up or shooters hitting threes, we win. Bam did his thing. Two of those three things need to happen. Only Bam showed up though. Amen. Jeremy says, Jimmy Butler is not in a playoff Jimmy, and he and the Heat might keep the offseason surgery is secret, like you said, Big O. He might not be 100%. He looks off. Oh, he's injured. Now I'm sure he's injured. I wasn't so sure. I thought it was really he was worn out. And I'm sure he is to a certain extent. But he's injured. No doubt. With the importance of this game, the way he played, it showed me that it's the injury that's limiting him. It's forcing him to play with his mind the entire game. So he's limited physically. He doesn't have the same. That's why they're blocking his shot all the time. Because he doesn't have any explosion anymore. It's an injury that's just getting worse. Probably. You know? Honestly, I think that in this series, the Heat conditioning will be crucial. We have to push the pace as much. Nah, none of that shit, bro. Hit your shots and Jimmy play. That's it, dude. This ain't about the thin air. This ain't about no pace. This ain't about any of that shit. There were wide open shots. They missed wide open shots, and Jimmy Butler is injured. That's what I saw tonight. Okay? As much as Denver's better and Denver should win and all that stuff, bull crap. If the Heat hit their shots and Jimmy and we get playoff Jimmy, that's forget pace, forget altitude. Forget any of that crap. It's what this gentleman just said about the 2 out of 3 and all that. He's exactly right. Although you just realize that the BAM part doesn't matter. You need the role players and you need Butler to show up. BAM can have a great game and you'll get your ass kicked. So it's not going to help if Caleb comes. And then my point is, if Caleb comes back and has 36 points and BAM stinks it out and Max does too, and so does Gabe, and then Jimmy has 15, it ain't going to do shit. So there needs to be more of those role players. Part of it is Bam. Bam is part of those role players. He showed up, and Gabe showed up. Not enough. Because if Jimmy can't show up now, those three guys failed badly today. Really bad. Oh, is it too late for me to donate my ankle to Jimmy? No, not at all. If it works, whatever it takes. Let's go Imagine Dragons, baby. I'll do whatever it takes. Denver Nuggets, baby, says respect to the Miami Heat. One heck of a team, great organization. Thank you, sir. And you will probably enjoy your first championship. Well deserved. That team is loaded. They got a really good team, man. Really good team. Deep, long, athletic, and tough to match up against, dude. That's the other thing about that team. It's really tough to match up against them, man. That's the real bitch of it all. But I'd love to find out what the hell is going on with Jimmy. Because this is kind of depressing. You know, Miami cannot win without Jimmy 100% or close to it. Denver today shot 51% from the field, yet just under 30 from 3-point range. Porter went 2 of 11. Murray shot 2 of 7. Bruce Brown, UM's own Bruce Brown. You know he wants to perform well against Miami. Being the UM guy, you know Bruce Brown is looking forward to this series. But he was the one that shot well from three-point range, 2 of 3. But their big guns did not shoot well from three-point range. You know? And so this is a night where you lost by 11. There were factions of the team that didn't play well. But think about this. Denver didn't shoot well from three-point range. That's scary. So Miami's got to come out with their hair on fire on Sunday. If not, you're in your 2-0 hole. Outside the Cube says the Nuggets were crashing the boards and were playing tough in the paint. Stop with the excuses, though. Still, the Nuggets never stopped one shot from the Heat. There is no excuses, my brother. I'm not making any excuses. The Heat missed wide open shots. None of them, it was because Michael Porter and Bruce Brown had a hand in Struce's face and stopped it. So there's no excuses here, bro. Those are the fucking facts. So sit your ass down and keep watching and shut the hell up. And Jimmy Butler didn't play. And those are the facts. I know the Denver Nuggets are better, but it had nothing to do with the Denver Nuggets why Miami missed their shots. Those aren't excuses. Those are the facts. Watch the game, clown. Got it? This jagoff pops in somewhere and thinks he's going to tell me what the hell happened today. Get the hell lost out of here, fool. Anyways, Bam needs to stop defaulting to holding the ball at the key and triple threat the F put to put of Jokic. Jokic really doesn't have the foot speed to stay with him. Okay, but today that wasn't the issue. Bam did his job today. It wasn't about Bam. I agree with you. Bam can use his quickness to kind of, you know, to kind of create some problems for Jokic. I get all of that. But today, tonight, it wasn't about Bam. Bam did his job. Bam, Gabe, those guys showed up, dude. They did their jobs. Kyle Lowry filled in and did a damn. Let me see what were Lowry's stats off the bench. 26 minutes, 4 of 8, 3 of 6 from 3-point range, had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, only 2 turnovers, 11 points and a steal. Lowry did his job, dude. You know, the point guards did their jobs. Gabe and Lowry did their jobs. What happened here was certain guys didn't show up. And that's it. Caleb Martin got all the praise the last couple days, and his head probably got like one of those air balloons. And he showed up to this game, and he didn't have his edge, and he stunk it up with a 1-for-7. But in the end, if Butler doesn't have it, they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Adebayo isn't causing any problems for anyone. He's a decent role player. That's about it. Jokic is going to keep well. Jokic kills everybody. Jokic is a world-class freak. So let's not make it sound like Miami is supposed to have some kind of an answer or it's their fault or something. Nobody has an answer for that guy. You know, there's going to be one or two guys that can match up with him and beat and, you know, a couple guys. That's it. Most of the world is at a huge disadvantage against Nikola Jokic. I noticed that the Nuggets really did their homework on Caleb's transition tendencies. Well, he still think he missed wide open shots. Go look at it. Those passes from Bam to the baseline were needed. He did well. And Bam did his job today, dude. Bam. There, you can't ask for more from Bam today. He and Gabe showed up. God bless them. They did their job. The rest of their guys, they failed, unfortunately. The zone worked somewhat. They only scored 45 points in the second half. Yeah, but hey, that's really what it was all about today, Eddie. You got to make your shots, dude. You know, you got to make your shots. So it's not a big deal. I love this. B. McD. Bam is shutting up the haters. It's one game, dude. How about doing it every night, bro? Please. That's the problem with this soft-ass society that we have here. You know? You got to come through every night, and he's not come through most nights. Okay? So, no. He played great today. Fantastic. Keep doing it. No disappearing acts. So that's one game doesn't erase a lot of the goofiness that's gone on throughout this entire playoff run where he just has not been the guy you really need. So it's amazing how people are like, one game and it's like forgotten all. By the way, one more thing I got to mention before we continue talking about the game, which has to do a little bit with the Miami Heat. But I tweeted this out because I had an opportunity to get one, and I wanted one. I bought one from the Panthers, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And it looks so sharp. But have you seen the Miami Heat hat for the NBA Finals? And looking at that crap that they made, because it is crap, by the way. Okay? And let's take this off here. It is crap. This looks like a hat that I would buy at a gas station. Just a white hat with a patch on it that says NBA Finals Heat 2023. I mean, really, who was the designer of this? And then who designed this? And then who's the person that said, I love it, it's great? And listen, I put it out on Twitter, and there are actually some that like it. And whatever, man, I get it. You like cheap ass looking hats. Because I think you made it to the NBA Finals. Have you seen the Panther hat, that the red one that I showed it today yesterday when we were at Caneswear. That thing, that lid is beautiful. The red Panther hat for the Stanley Cup, that thing is gorgeous, bro. That's a sharp look. This is an embarrassment, bro. Seriously. I love the Heat, but really? This is your, hey, let's just design it like a gas station $5 hat. Like the same one you would, and it's really, that's what it is. It's a $5 gas station hat. You're probably paying $45 for it, but really it's a $5 gas station hat. Okay, $5.50. They got the Finals logo on it. But my God, that has to be one of the worst hats in the history of mankind. And maybe the worst for the NBA Finals. I don't think there's ever been a worse looking hat for the NBA Finals than that one constructed for the Miami Heat. And by the way, who was in charge of that? Was it the Heat? Was it the NBA? Who decided that thing? Oh, my God. No Doubt says, see, it's a sweet trucker's hat that comes from a gas station. Looks like Kanye designed that hat. Invincible. I love that name, by the way. The hat is garbage. I don't want it. LOL. I was looking forward to getting it, too, until I see it. Well, maybe they can win, and maybe we can get the winning one, and that'll look better. The whole mesh back looks tacky as hell. It's just a cheesy hat. Like, this hat is 1,000 times better because at least it has its own mesh thing and the whole theme and all that. This is a cool freaking hat. I like this hat. I mean, one of my other Heat hats that I use on the show is this one. This is a effing sweet lid, bro. That's a real lid. Not that shit that I just showed you. Gross. Tua Times asking, thank you for the love in the super chat. Did Kanye design that hat? Oh, yeah, maybe for his gas station fans. That hat looks like a cheap hat from the early 80s. Exactly. Which is like one of those trucker hats in a gas station. That hat wouldn't be sold at a rest stop in the middle of nowhere. Looks like AEW made that hat. that hat, got looks good. Which one? This one, right? You're talking about. You got to be talking about this one, right, Matthew? You're not talking about. No, right? You can't be talking about that one. What's it called? It's absolutely a terrible hat. Antonio. Yeah, maybe Antonio Brown made it. That would be good. Was that hat Pee Wee Herman was wearing when he was caught in the theater? That's a good one. That's a good one. Anyway, rough one for the Miami Heat, man. It sucks that they lost this game. But in a positive, to kind of end it in a positive way, okay, if maybe this Jimmy stuff is kind of an aberration or something, or he tweaks something and maybe he can feel better in a couple of days, I hope so. But the rest of these young guys, they're going to watch the tape and they're going to see wide open shots that they missed. And I think that eventually they're going to look at it and say, well, we got to loosen up a little bit. Maybe they were tight. Maybe Lowry's a veteran. But Gabe came in as a young guy and showed up. So the other guys, although these guys have been here, man, you know, not Caleb, let's say, in this role, but Duncan's been here before. So he shouldn't fade. You know, he's been here for a few years. But they've got to find a way. If you want to find a positive, if these guys can hit the shots they had open, and if Jimmy can, I don't know, muster the energy to beat Jimmy, then you may have a shot to come back and actually get this thing done. Remember, we are back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., loaded with guests, getting you ready for the weekend. We'll also get you ready for a little Panthers talk, too, as we got the Panthers and Vegas. We will see you all tomorrow, same time, same place, same bat channel. Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.